This is the third time I'm trying to record this intro. That's how you know I've been gone for too long. I've been gone for way too long. Let's try this one more time. What is up, beloved? Welcome to yet another episode of Continue With Me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better. Okay? So, yeah, guys. It's been a while. I haven't spoken to you guys in over a month or two or three. I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I even said that intro. Oh, man. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to speak on, guys. There's so much to speak on. And I think that I've been procrastinating this because I don't like speaking on things when I am in that space, you know. I want to get out of a certain space and then speak on it, you know, because I feel like I've learned from it already. I know what's going on there. I hate giving you guys vague information about certain things, you know. But, guys, it feels like I'm not getting out of the space. And I feel like it's never going to end. Well, it will end eventually, but not right now. Because it's giving my 20s. It's giving 20s. And I still have 10 full years in my 20s. 10 full years. So am I not going to record another episode in the next 10 years? No. So I have no choice but to speak to you guys and tell y'all how I'm feeling in the moment. You know? So yeah. This episode was initially not supposed to be like this. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to record this and record the one that I wanted to post. Which was, you know, my experience with, I don't want to say cancer, because I didn't have cancer. My mom had cancer, and how that affected me, how I got out of it, how I handled it, and all of that. That was what the episode was supposed to be about. But I feel like there's so much that I have to say. I can't just, you know, tell y'all about that when I've been gone for one month. I don't even know. I didn't even check that out. I've been gone for so long. Do you understand? Yo, guys. Yo, a lot's happened. A lot's happened. I don't even know where to start, honestly. Like, this episode is just so, like, there's no structure. There's no structure in this episode. I'm just talking from the heart. Just talking. I don't even know what I'm going to call this episode. Guys. Maybe let's start with, okay, something that I've been thinking about while I was thinking about while washing the dishes. I was washing my dishes right now. I was thinking about how I don't want my podcast to pop or to go viral. I know that sounds so weird. Who doesn't want their thing to go viral and trend and, you know, be a topic? You know, who doesn't want that? But I have reasons behind it. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't want to make this a live podcast. Because right now, live podcasts are the thing. Like, people are, like, hopping onto this podcast thing. And I don't know. I just don't want to do that. Maybe I'm going to change my mind in a week. Maybe I'm going to change my mind in a month. Maybe I'll never change my mind about this. But obviously, I want my podcast to grow. Obviously, that's not the main point, but that's one of the things that I would love to achieve. To have, like, a good, like, big-ish audience, you know, on my podcast. Because you guys, but obviously, let's not close doors that should be open, you know. God is opening doors and giving me opportunities. Because umlomo uyadala, guys. Yes, I want, let me just say this, Lord, do not shut that door. Yasala. But anyways, I have reasoning as to why I'm saying that I don't want it to pop. Maybe not pop yet. Let me say yet. Not yet. Because I feel like this podcast is very, what's the word? It's very, I don't want to say vulnerable. It's where I come and offload. Right, it's where I come and tell you guys personal things about my life. And as a creative, people feel so entitled. Like, the people that follow you, ever, your family, they feel so entitled to certain things. They feel like Entitlement, guys. They feel so entitled to certain things. And I don't think that I want that yet in terms of my personal life, because I'm young, guys. I am only 20 years old. I do not need people, like, looking at my personal life like that. I'm thinking about dating abends. I'm like every day. And I think especially because my mutuals on social media are people that I live with and people that, like, we live in the same space, you know, and we see each other on a daily basis. Like, I don't want you guys, like, thinking I'm not okay and stuff. Like, like, guys, I promise, nirayti. I promise, nirayti. But then it just opens up a kind of worms that I just, yeah, I'm okay without. I'm really okay without right now. I don't need that stress. I don't need that pressure. I don't need that right now. But what I have to say is I definitely love this space. I definitely enjoy podcasting. I love it. I love that I have a safe space on social media that I can share with people, share my experiences with certain things that I've gone through. I love it. I love it. And I love the responses that I get from people when they listen to it and then they, you know, send me a DM or whatever. I love it because I feel like I'm impacting people. And I feel like that's been my sole purpose, guys. I swear to God. I've been saying this since high school, that I feel like my purpose in life is to impact people. Not impact people. Is that like even... Am I even saying it right? But I feel like my purpose in life is to help people. Ew. Help sounds deep. Like, I know you guys are not troubled, but I mean, I think you guys get what I mean. You get what I mean. It's always been like that. Even with, I initially didn't want to be a lawyer, right? I wanted to go into the medical field. Sharp. You know that. If you've been listening for a long time, you know that. But then with that, even, it wasn't even because Nfunba udokotela necessarily. It's because I want to help people the way I was helped in life. You know, I was a very sickly child, like very, very sickly child. Like, the amount of days I'd be absent at school was questionable. Very, very questionable. But I felt that love from people that I didn't even know. Okay, eventually they started to know me because they're like, girl, you're back. Guys, sigh. I love it and I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose by speaking on stuff that I've gone through. Through the podcast. So yeah, hopefully this is my purpose, guys. That's how I feel like that's my sole purpose in life. If he has other plans, I ask, he must show me signs, and you know. But anyways, that's the first thing that I wanted to speak on. I'm gonna ask, guys, another thing is, I don't know what or what, or I'm just being like in my head about this whole thing, but my 20s, I don't know whether, guys, I'm so lost. I'm so lost. I don't know whether I'm losing myself or becoming more of myself. Angazi. I don't know. I feel like I'm definitely fighting an internal battle because I don't know whether to give people access to myself or not. Or give people access to who I fully am. And sometimes I question who I really am. Like, I don't know. I don't know. As I said, I don't know whether I'm losing myself or finding myself. You know? It's just a very weird space to be in. Like, I feel like your 20s are so weird. What a weird time. What a weird age. What a weird age, guys. But yeah, because I'm a very open person. When you encounter me, you get to know me. Like, on the first day, you'll know everything about my life, you know, where I was born, my everything. But then off lately, I feel like when I encounter people, I don't give off myself anymore. I will just, you know, kind of bounce off your energy. I'll reciprocate your energy. If you're giving, I'll give just a bit. I won't even give in fully. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I'm also fighting that. Like, I'm thinking, guys, I don't want people to think that ngifeki or I'm being closed off or, like, I'm not being myself. I'm not being genuine with them. Because, you know, people, hey, I'm intent to create my energy. Which I do too. I really do read energy. and people that don't come off as genuine, like, I will literally stop interacting with you because weird, you know? And I don't want to be that girl. I don't want to be the girl that comes into a room and just sits quietly in the corner and doesn't want to interact with people because, you know? I want to be the girl that comes into a room and speaks to people, interacts with people, is interested in getting to know people, and is interested in telling people about themselves, you know? Well, about myself. I want to be that girl. But I don't know, there's just this thing in me that feels very withdrawn from people. Like, I don't want to be around people. Well, obviously I have to because I'm a student. But I don't want to interact with you. I don't want you to know what's going on in my life. I don't know if Okola or what. I don't know. I don't know. Scary. I really speak about my relationship on here. Barely, because I don't know, I just don't like, maybe it's a bad thing, maybe it's a good thing, I have no idea, but I don't like sharing too much of my relationship out there, guys. I don't know, it's just how I am, well, how I've been right now. Maybe with the people in my lives that I interact with, like, on a daily basis, yes, I'm gonna, like, speak on my mind, my man, like, every second of the day, definitely. But, like, I feel like on here and on, like, social media and Instagram, all of that, no, I'm not, like, don't ever take what I post seriously, because I will post random things. One day I'll post about heartbreaks. One day I'll post about love. One day I'll post about marriage. One day I'll like, I post the most randomest stuff ever. Like, I just post whatever I find funny in the moment, whatever I find nice at the moment. So don't take what I post seriously, guys. So I don't even speak on that. But that's something else that has changed in my life. In a good way. I'm not gonna lie. I think that there's a lot of growth that happened there. Yeah, in that aspect of my life. There was a lot of growth from both parts as well. Something else, like, maybe I'm mad. Maybe he didn't grow, Angus. But Mina, from looking from the outside, I think that there's a lot of growth there. I think there's a lot of growth within myself as well. And yeah, that's a good thing. That's something good that's been happening in my life. Yo, I'm so shown Jay, and then he embarrasses me. Yo, guys. One thing about Taman, they will embarrass you, guys. They really embarrass you. Like, love in private, guys. Love in private. Another aspect in my life that has just... Yo, guys. I feel like I'm in the happening, guys. I feel like I'm in the midst of the happening in terms of my relationship with God. Wow. All I'm gonna say is wow. Wow. Guys, I don't know. Like, I feel like every day my relationship with God is growing. And it feels like a relationship because it has its ups, it has its downs. It has days where I wouldn't pray. There's days where I'll pray like a prayer warrior. Like, it's a relationship. That's how it feels. That's totally how it feels. And I love it, guys. I love it. I don't know. I don't even know where to start with that. I don't even know where to start. There's so many moments where I just sit in bed and I just think. Because I'm such an overthinker. Like, I'm always in my head, which isn't a good thing. But I think about Usyo. Ay. Sisuga gute. Sisuga gute, guys. Sisuga gute, guys. If you know my episode, well, about my relationship with God, you know that Sisuga gute, guys. Yo. But it's definitely a beautiful one. And I love the fact that God has... What's the word? God has penetrated his way into my relationship. He's definitely there. He's definitely present. And I love it so much. Because what do you mean? This guy is saying, let's pray about it. I never thought in my life I'd hear those words from someone. Like, wow. Like, unkulunkulu, guys. And there's so many things, Jay, that are happening. Like, for example, I see myself being used as a vessel in other people's lives. I see other people being used as vessels in my life. Let's talk about my career now. Let's talk about my career. I know this is a very disorganized episode. This is a very disorganized episode because I told you I had planned out an episode. I had planned out exactly what I was gonna talk about. But I don't know. I just felt the need to make this episode because you'll need to know before I just jump into things. You'll need to know this podcast is about impilo yami and what I've gone through and my experiences, my journey in life. So I'm taking you guys along with me. So I have to like include y'all in every step in the way. I don't want to just give y'all J-plan content. This is coming from my heart, guys. So that's why it's disorganized. I am so sorry to the people that love the organized episodes. But this one, chill. But anyways, let's talk about my career and my academics. I think that so far, varsity, second year when I catch you, this is weird because like if you don't speak TikTok, like I'm sure you guys are just weirded out by what I'm saying. But what I mean to say is second year is kind of difficult. It was a difficult one, but did I get through it? Yes, I did. I haven't wrote my exams, my finals yet, but I know I'm gonna do totally well. I know I'm gonna do totally well. Like, I feel like I see myself more in this career. I am starting to like it more. I'm starting to love it more. I see myself being a lawyer. I see myself practicing. Yeah. I see myself practicing. I see myself in J.A. Courts. Hey, Your Honor. I see it, guys. I definitely see it. And I love that for me because it took such a long time for me to let go of the fact that I am not going to be in the medical field. It took so much and so long for me to get out of that and be like, Nicole, that wasn't your path. That really wasn't your path. As much as you wanted it, it's fine. It's okay. Let go. And now that I've let go, I feel like I'm enjoying this course so much more. I enjoy listening to guest lectures, which I've only listened to two, because the other two I didn't go to because I was tired or something, or probably writing on that day. But I love how they speak so highly of themselves. I like how they see themselves as such important individuals in society, which they are, because they're fixing the country. They're fixing the country. And I don't know, it's just an amazing career path, and I think I'm gonna totally enjoy it. And it makes it 10 times easier to study something that you enjoy. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, there are some modules that I'm like, about the module J, ICQ is dingo, like jurisprudence. Okay, it's a good dingo, it's jurisprudence, because obviously it's making me, be more of a critical thinker. But, I don't know, I'm just loving it. Like sometimes, like I want to drop out. Like 99% of the time, I want to drop out of school, but that 1%, I'm like, girl, remember what you're doing this for. Remember that, like, bro. Like, every time these people that are practicing in the law field come to speak to us, they're always telling us how much they get paid, and I'm like, yo, big bucks. Big bucks. That's amazing. Sounds amazing. Love it. Shut it down right there, because that's all I wanted to hear. Yeah, but that's it academically. University as a whole, Jay, I don't know. We just don't even talk about it, because what a weird space to be in. What a weird age. I keep saying this. 20. I'm only on year one. I'm on year zero. I'm on year zero and already in Jegu Shubili. Guys. Lastly, what I want to touch on is where I am mentally. I think that I'm in an okay space mentally. I'm not going to lie. There are days where I totally feel depressed. Fully feel. And I feel like I don't ever tell the people around me, because I never want to scare anyone. About how I'm feeling, because it can get, a bit shaky. But I don't ever want to tell people, if you're in my space, you will see and you will ask me what's in your right. And for the, it's like then like not a lot of people see it. Not a lot of people pick it up because, as I said, I don't, when I go out and I leave my room, I feel like I put on this facade that gearaiti, I am put together, I am, you know, just here to get things done and, you know, live my life. And then I come back to my room and then I'm like, whew, okay, the act is over. Let's deal with what we're going through now. You know, that's how I feel. And I don't know, I'm okay with that right now. I'm okay with that. Like, I don't need people, like, looking at me and thinking, like, ninginga. Guys, please, please. I just, if it were up to me, I'd be invisible here. Like, I'd go to class invisible and live my life invisible. Have friends invisible. Being in a relationship invisible. Nje. That's on social anxiety. That's on social anxiety because I hate being looked at. But anyways, as I was saying, that, yeah, there are days where I feel totally awful. Like, I feel awful to the point where I'm crying. But then I've learned that crying is actually not a bad thing. Like, I think this narrative of having, well, this narrative of crying being associated netembi is just, it just needs to end, because sometimes crying is you releasing stress or releasing something that you've been holding in the whole week. Like, I've gone through stressful weeks academically and, you know, just in general in life. Very stressful weeks where I didn't cry. I had to hold it together until I was done with the week. Obviously, I'm going to cry and burst into tears after that week. Like, I need to release all that stress and just be like, whew, okay, I feel better after crying. You know, I need to get over that. But yeah, that's, but anxiety. One thing about anxiety, I'm fighting with that thing every day, bro. Like, every day. It's like, I'm fighting that thing every day. Especially social anxiety. Because not just social as in interacting with people just in person, but just with online as well. Online. Because I'm trying to be in my influencer bag and trying to post more. Post more on YouTube, post more on Instagram, post more on TikTok. But it's hard when you're afraid. It's very hard to post consistently when you're afraid. And it's a lot. It's actually a lot. I was saying that I want to do a video with a girl that I live with here. Because she's also a creative. And I was telling her that maybe we should do a video together talking about the social media space. Because, wow, what a weird space. What a weird place, eh? What a weird place. But I see collab. It's cool, my anxiety. But I'm fighting it daily because I don't let it consume me. I never let it consume me. Because it's just in my head. It's really in my head. As much as physically you can see, which maybe I'm just like uncomfortable, or you'll see me just being totally quiet, just know that I'm in my head trying to battle anxiety. Anxiety of some sort. Like, I tell myself or affirm myself and like, Nicole, it's okay. Don't worry. No one's looking at you. No one knows what's going on in your life. No, just relax. Relax. Don't be anxious about it. JJ, I'm always talking talking myself out of things. You know, talking myself out of feeling anxious, feeling scared, feeling just any negative feeling, I will talk myself out of it. And my partner always reminds me to pray about it. You see what I mean by God bringing vessels into my life, Jay, weirdly, but very weirdly. I had to be, let's not even get into that. As I was saying, Muti, sometimes I need that reminder. Sometimes I need someone to tell me, you know what, just pray about it. Write it down, journal, whatever. It's nice having someone that can remind you to do those small things that can help you out of this thing that you think is so big. Because one thing about anxiety, it will be like a very big deal. And it's just something in your head. It's really just in your head. So yeah, that's where I am mentally. I think that's gonna be the end of this episode because I don't want to rant. Because this organized episodes feel like a rant, guys. And I don't want to rant, guys. I don't want to. Yeah, hopefully I can post again soon. I probably will post again soon because it's like two episodes that I'm trying to do that are gonna be organized. Yeah. So I missed you guys so much. This was actually really nice to do. It was really nice to do. Like, it just reminds me why I love doing this. Because I needed that. Woo! Sometimes, guys, I don't think I can speak to people, actually. I don't think I know how to talk to people. Because sometimes, you know, I don't want to hear solutions, guys, sometimes. I just want an ear. I want you to listen to me. Hey, like, don't give me solutions. Man, just listen to what I gotta say. I just need to vent and talk to you, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I do have people to talk to, but I choose not to talk to them because, and guys, I just don't want solutions. Get right, TJ. But yeah, guys, I missed you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Make sure to go follow me on Instagram and TikTok. And go subscribe to my channel. Guys, we're on the road to 2k subscribers on YouTube. On YouTube. We're on the road to 2k. And I'm excited for that. That's one thing that I'm looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to monetizing. Yay! Can't wait to start saying, guys, please don't skip the ads. I can't wait to start saying that, guys. Can't wait. But I'm excited for that. I'm looking forward to that. I've just been posting a lot of vlogs. I'm just showing you what I do on a daily basis, like uni diaries. That's what I've been doing because I don't know, guys. Hate is such a strong word. I feel like when I look for content on YouTube, I look for the most relatable thing to watch. Like, as much as I love watching like luxury type of content, definitely, who doesn't want to watch that? But I enjoy more relatable stuff. Like, I will subscribe to the girl that just shows me her making her bed, brushing her teeth, going to class, and fighting the urge to take a nap even though she has like an assessment due or whatever. I love that type of content, and I think that that's the type of content I want to put out as well. I was like putting out things that I would watch, you know. So yeah, that's what I've been doing on YouTube. Instagram, I'm trying to get back on my Zoom, guys. Like, I lost followers there. Guys, the way I started going crazy. But then I reminded myself, Utiaz and Nicole, it's okay. It's really okay. It's really okay. I'm okay with it now. I've come to terms with what's been going on that platform. On TikTok, I don't know, I'm still struggling with that epic. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I just post what I've posted. Like, for example, on Instagram, Justin J, because mailing post, but it is a fun app. Like, I'm starting to get the, you know, the vibe of TikTok. I'm starting to get it a bit. Yeah, so that's my life update. I have no idea why people are banging kitchen doors, but I'm not recording this whole clip because of a kitchen door, so you guys are gonna ignore that. Yeah, so I love you guys, missed you guys, see you in the next episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Send me send me feedback, and yeah, bye guys.